哈利路亚，大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，peace to all。
今天下午的讲题是耶和华的得胜箭。
Our topic this afternoon is the arrow of victory for the Lord。
打仗需要武器。
When you go into battle, you need weapons。
越精良的武器，让这一方得胜的机会就大大的提升。
The finer your weapons, the greater chance of victory you have。
但是人的武器还是有缺点，有弱点。
However, the weapons of man still have weaknesses.
人发明了一样武器，又有另外一种防卫的东西又出现了。
We come up with a new weapon, but there will always be another weapon that will be in defensive of that one.
所以为什么世界上面有所谓的军备的竞赛？
So that is why we have an arms race in this world.
但是打世上物质的战，要用物质的武器。
When you fight a battle on earth, you need earthly weapons.
但是要打属灵的征战。
However, when you're fighting a spiritual battle,
需要从神来的得胜的武器。
You need weapons from God.
这个武器叫做神的得胜箭。
And this weapon is called the arrow of the Lord.
Victory.
The arrow of victory of the Lord.
我们看列王记下的十三章。
Let's move Second Kings chapter 13.
今天我们就查考十四节到十九节的这一段。
We'll be studying verse 14 to verse 19.
这是以利沙先知在他人生最后一段时间所做出的预言跟重要的工作。
This is the final stage of Prophet Elisha's life, and he was giving his final prophecy.
十三章十四节。
Chapter 13, verse 14.
以利沙得了必死的病，以色列王约哈斯下来看他，伏在他脸上哭泣说：“我父啊，我父啊，以色列的战车马兵啊！”
Chapter 14, now when Elisha had fallen sick with the illness of which he was to die, Joash, king of Israel, went down to him and wept before him, crying, my father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen.
如果我们有跟着教会的读经进度啊，读着列王记下的话，
If you're following with the Bible reading schedule of the church, you should be reading 2 Kings.
你会觉得列王记下跟列王记上一样非常的有趣，有很多很神奇的，很奇妙的神的作为。
And you will find that in 1st and 2nd Kings, there are a lot of strange things and miraculous things of God.
第一个先知就是以利亚。
The first prophet is Elijah.
大有能力。
One who has been blessed with great power.
那他被神借升天。
And he was carried off by God into heaven.
那之后呢，他的学生，就是他的门徒以利沙，就出来侍奉了。
Following him would be his disciple Elisha.
那行了很多神迹奇事。
He too performed much miracles.
现在呢，他的人生快要结束了。
Now that his life was about to end.
第十四节就说了，以利沙就得了必死的病。
Verse 14 tells us that Elisha had fallen sick with the illness of which he was to die.
那病呢，是人生的一部分。
Falling sick is part of life.
你不可避免的，人年纪越大，进出医院的次数就越多。
This is unavoidable. The older you are, the more frequent you will be visiting the hospital.
跟年纪也没有绝对的关系。
It really does not have a correlation with your age.
你去儿童病院走一趟，那些孩子都很小，但是有很多也病得很严重的。
If you were to go to the children's hospital, you would see that the patients there are quite young, but their illnesses are often grave.
所以无论你是年轻的会生病，连老的当然就离不开病院跟看医生。
So if you're sick when you're young, of course, when you're older, you will also be experiencing more illnesses.
那几千年前，那个医药很不发达。
Thousands of years ago, medicine was not advanced.
那很多病都没得医，所以很多病都会引起死亡的可能。
There are no cures for a lot of illnesses, therefore, it results in a lot of death.
但是对以利沙来说，他知道他的时间快到了。
But for Elisha, he knew that his time was coming up.
所以他这一次是得了一个病。
So he had fallen sick.
没有记载是什么病名。
It did not record what kind of illness he contracted.
但是这一次病呢，他知道不会好。
But Elisha knew that he will not recover.
虽然他自己是先知，但是这一次他知道他不会好。
Though he was a prophet himself, but he knew he would not get well.
我们看传道书第八章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 8.
传道书八章的第八节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 8.
八章八节。
Chapter 8, verse 8.
无人有权力掌管生命，将生命留住，也无人有权力掌管使其这场征战无人能免。邪恶也不能救那好行邪恶的人。
Verse 8. No man has power to retain the spirit or authority over the day of death. There is no discharge from war, nor will weakness deliver those who are given to it.
这里说, 没有人有权利可以控制自己的生命啊，掌管自己的生命啊。
It says here, no man has authority over his own life.
譬如说，我们没有办法控制我们是哪一年、哪一月、哪一天出生的，我们。 没有办法控制.
For example, we cannot control or decide which day, which year, which month we want to be born in.
就说你是妈妈，你怀孕，你也没有办法控制说啊，我要这一分钟孩子要跑出来。
Even if you are a mother, you cannot decide when your child would come out of your womb.
那要离开世界那一天那一刻呢，我们自己也没有办法决定。
And the time that we will depart from the world, we can't decide the time ourselves.
但是有一件事情绝对可以确定了。
But there is one thing that's very certain.
就是我们在座每一个人。
That is every one of us here.
有一天一定会面对死亡。
One day we all have to face death.
要死之前呢，就好像一种征战，你会怕，你会感觉到很无助。
Before we die, there seems to be a conflict here. You feel afraid. You feel powerless.
身体会很痛苦。
You may experience pain in your physical body.
这个是指着，尤其是没有信仰、没有盼望的人，他会更怕，他会更恐惧。
And especially those with no faith, no religion, they will fear even more.
没有永生的盼望。
They have no hope for the eternal life.
所以很多人非常怕。 连讲死这个字都很怕，尤其是中国人过年的时候都不能讲这个字。
Especially, these people are afraid of death. For example, the Chinese, they are so afraid they will not even mention the word death or die.
但是呢，你避免讲，但是却不能避免这个事实。
You might avoid saying the word, but you cannot avoid death itself.
对，英文有一句话，所以只有两样东西是 certain 的，是确定的。
In English, there's a saying that there are two things that are certain in life.
大家没有听过。
Have you heard of the saying?
第一样就是死亡。
One is death.
第二就是 tax， 就是缴税。
Second is tax.
四月底了，快要缴税了，这个是绝对是确定的。
It's coming up to the end of April, and it's the deadline for your personal tax returns.
无论你是谁，你都要报税。你不报税，税局会找你。你漏报了，故意不报了，税局也会找你。现在找得很厉害。
And so, regardless of who you are, you have to file taxes by the end of the month. If you miss the deadline, the tax authorities will be going after you.
你骗一年，到四五年、六年之后，还可以找回来给你。
And you may have made a mistake in your return for 1 year, but after several years, the tax authorities would still be going after you.
这个是绝对确定的。
This is certain for sure.
另外一个确定就是每一个人都会死。
Another certainty is that we all die.
只是什么时候而已。
It's just a matter of time.
连以利沙这个神大能的工人，他有一天也要面对自己的日子。
Even Elisha, this powerful prophet of God, he one day had to face death himself.
他帮别人祷告好了，但是他自己也是要面对死亡。
He prayed for other people's illnesses and they recovered, but for himself, he had to die.
但是他的死跟你跟我的死怎么不一样?
What is the difference between his death and you and our death?
以利沙这里心中很坦然。
Here, Elisha felt at peace.
他根本没有害怕。
He wasn't afraid.
因为他是为永生的神来工作。
Because he was working for the everlasting God.
他知道他这一口气断了，他就回神那边。
He knew that when he gave up his last breath on earth, he would return to God.
还有他要把握他在人生最后一分、最后一秒。
And he wanted to make use of the very last minute and last second of his life.
连那病都那么严重了，在床上，他也要说预言，他也要为神传信息。
And he was gravely ill on his dying bed. He still made an effort to say his last prophecy.
这样的人死就很有意义。
The death of this kind of man is meaningful.
有一些人活很长，但是他的人生，你要这样，他讲出一些有意义的事情出来，他讲不出来。
Some people may live a long life on earth, but when you're about to give a eulogy, you find that there's nothing significant about their life.
你为别人做了什么？
What have you done for others?
为社会做了什么？
What have you done for society?
你为家庭做了什么？
What have you done for your family?
更重要，你为神做了什么？
More importantly, what have you done for God?
你要想想，有一天我们自己的丧礼。
Think about it at your own funeral.
如果有一张纸上面是要简介你一生的，
If there's a sheet of paper describing your life,
有什么东西是很值得在神面前提的？
What are some of the events that's worthy to mention before God?
有什么东西是神会纪念的？
What are some of the things that God will remember you for?
你在世界做的事情会随着你生命结束，不会再有人纪念。
The things that you have done on earth, it will go away along with your life. No one will remember you.
你的生活可能很丰富，哇！你在社交媒体所po了很多的东西。
You may have a rich life, full of footprints can be found all over the internet.
但是离开了，那些东西不会跟你走。
But when you die, these things will not follow you.
有什么东西会真正被纪念？
What will you be remembered by?
以利沙死之前都为神工作。
Elisha, before he died, he was still working for God.
神会替他纪念。
God will remember him.
好，我们看回来《列王记下》第十三章。
Let's turn back to 2 Kings chapter 13.
十四节。
Verse 14.
这里说以利沙得了必死的病，以色列王约哈斯来见他。
Here Elisha had fallen sick with the illness. He was about to die, and Joash, king of Israel, came to see him.
那伏在他脸上哭泣说：“我父啊，我父啊，以色列的战车马病啊。”
And Joash wept before him, crying, my father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen."
啊，那这个王是以色列王，叫做约哈斯，约哈斯。
This king is king of Israel. He's called Joash.
那这个王呢，是北朝以色列国的王。
And he is the king of the northern kingdom, Israel.
那如果我们看这个第十同一章的啊，同一章的这个第十二节以下。
Let's read the same chapter, verse 12 onwards.
啊，还有第十三节啊。
Verse 12 and verse 13.
啊，这里告诉以色列王，也是叫约哈斯，他不是一个什么好的王。
And it here describes Joash, and he's not a good king.
啊，那这个王为什么会在？以利沙死的时候上来看他呢
？So why would Joash visit Elisha when he was about to die？
那为什么会在先知死之前，那扑在他脸上哭呢
？And why would he cry before the prophet？
啊，有几个可能。
A few possibilities。
我们人呢都是这样啊、哦。你还对方还活着的时候，你还每天看到他的时候，你会觉得他很烦，或者是觉得他很啰嗦。
We humans are like this. When you see somebody often enough, you tend to find them irritating.
啊，有时候我们自己都觉得自己的父母太啰嗦了，可不可以少讲一点
？Sometimes we feel that our parents fuss over us too much.
少管一点。
Can they stop controlling us?
但是有一天你父母不在了，哎呀，早知道我多听一点。
But one day when your parents are gone, you would regret and say, I wish I could hear the voice again.
这个以利沙先知是神的工人呢，替神传达很多的这个信息。
Elisha is a prophet of God, and he had relayed a lot of God's messages.
但是这个约哈斯王在以利沙在的时候，其实他没有好好听神的话。
When during the life of Elisha, Joash did not listen to the words of Elisha.
现在以利沙快要走了，快要死了。
Now that he was about to die,
他才想起，哎呀，这个是神的战车马兵啊。
Joash then recalled that Elisha is actually the chariots and horsemen of Israel.
这句话是以前形容以利亚的。
These words, or this description used to describe Elijah.
也形容以利沙。
And the same descriptions apply to Elisha.
代表他对以色列国啊是非常重要的。
It means that they are very important to the nation of Israel.
啊，原来以色列国得到保存不是因为有物质的战车马兵。
The kingdom of Israel was preserved not because they physically have chariots and horsemen.
原来是有属灵的战车马兵啊。
Rather, they have spiritual chariots and horsemen.
以利沙没有拿起一把刀打过一次仗。
Elisha had never taken a sword and fought in a battle.
但是他行过的神迹对百姓信心有振兴的作用。
But the miracles that he had performed helped revive the faith of the people.
他讲的话对百姓也有指标的作用。
And the words that he had spoken are also quite indicative of God.
我们看何西阿书。
Let's turn to the book of Hosea.
何西阿书十二章。
Hosea chapter 12.
十三节。
Verse 13.
何西阿书十二章十三节。
Hosea chapter 12 verse 13.
耶和华借先知领以色列从埃及上来，以色列也借先知得保存呢。
By a prophet the Lord brought Israel up from Egypt, and by a prophet he was preserved.
这里说先知在以色列人的过去选民的他们的生存、他们的生活的重要性。
Here it simply tells us the importance of prophets to the life of Israelites.
以色列百姓为什么可以出埃及呢
？How is it that the Israelites were able to get out of Egypt？
因为有先知啊，就是摩西啊。
Because of a prophet called Moses.
只要他们听摩西的话，他们就出得了埃及。
They listened to the words spoken by Moses, and they were able to get out of Egypt.
好了，在旷野怎么生存呢
？And how did they survive in the wilderness？
没有食物，没有水。
There's no water. There's no food.
有那么多敌人。
And they have enemies around them.
哎，你听先知的话，你不会死掉。
By listening to the words of the prophet, they would not perish.
四十年旷野，没有缺乏什么。
40 years in the wilderness, they have lacked nothing.
进去迦南地，每次打仗都赢。
And enter into the land of Canaan. Each battle they fought, they won.
关键是什么
？What is the key here？
有先知啊。
Because of prophets.
先知把神的话讲出来。
The prophet spoke the words of God.
你听了，你就存活。
If you listen to him, you will live.
所以原来真正的武器不是说啊多少钱啊，什么科技啊。
So the real weapon here is not how much money you have or what technology you have.
真正的武器是神的工人。
the weapon here is the worker of God.
但是神的工人讲话你要听。
But you have to listen to the workers of God.
神讲话啊，你当参考的哦。你我知道你讲什么，但是很现在很多人都说啊，我知道，但是我知道的意思就是没有要做。
If you only take the words of these workers as a reference, you know, but you will not do it.
约哈斯就是这样的人。
That is the person Joash is.
不是没有先知在以色列。
It's not that there is no prophet in Israel.
他就是不爱听。
He does not want to listen.
要做自己爱做的事情。
He does what he wanted.
所以啊，根本有先知就等于没先知。
So therefore, in the nation, the kingdom of Israel, there seems to be no prophet, even though there is one.
整个国家还是很软弱。
The whole kingdom was very weak.
所以今天我们问问自己哦。
So let's ask ourselves today.
教会有传道，有长子。
We have elders, we have preachers in the church.
他们都按着圣经的话去讲。
And they have spoken the words according to the Bible.
他们都是神的代言人。
And they are all speakers on behalf of God.
他们都是神的战车马兵。
And they are the chariots and the horsemen of God.
但是你会不会听他呢？
But have you listened to them?
其实你不是要不要听他，是你要不要听神呢？
It's not a matter of listening to the workers, rather, do you want to listen to God?
但是约阿斯啊，知道以利沙快要死了，他来哭了。那个时候其实也很晚了。
And Joash, when he heard that Elisha was about to die, he came to his deathbed and wept. It's too late.
但是会哭总比不会哭好。
However, he was able to cry. It's better than him not crying.
会为自己的软弱来哭啊，还有一点点希望。
There's still a little hope in Joash because he cried for his weakness.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有为你某一个软弱、某一个在神面前的缺欠来哭过呢？
Brothers and sisters, have you ever cried before God for one of your lackings or your weaknesses?
今天你会什么东西哭了？
Today, what will you cry over?
啊，如果丢了手机啊，新买的手机1000块一台，哎呀，肯定哭一下。
Perhaps you have lost your old cell phone, you had to buy a new one for $1,000. I'm sure you would cry over it.
或者是很有一些事情很不开心的，你可能哭一下。
Or you might cry because some sad things happened to you.
今天有没有人为自己的过失、自己的软弱在神面前哭了
？Today, has anybody cried over his own aggression, or transgression, or his own faults?
如果有，还有希望。
If yes, then there's still hope in you.
好，我们看以利沙。
Let's look at Elisha.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
看回来，列王记下13:15。
Second Kings chapter 13:15.
以利沙对他说：“你取弓箭来。”王就取了弓箭来。
And Elisha said to him, "Take a bow and arrows." So he took a bow and arrows.
又第十六节，又对以色列王说：“你用手拿着弓。”王就用手拿着弓。
16. Then he said to the king of Israel, "Draw the bow," and he drew it.
然后。第十六节以下哈，之后以利沙按手在王的手上。
Letter half of 16, and Elisha laid his hands upon the king's hand.
这个时候以利沙已经很衰弱了，身体已经非常快不行了。
At this time, Elisha was very weak.
但是神的灵感动他，还要做最后一件事情。
But the spirit of God moved him to do one last thing.
但是在讲话出来、讲预言之前，他要做出一系列的动作。
Before he began his prophecy, there is a series of actions that must be taken.
这个叫象征的动作。
These are all symbolic actions.
啊，就是做一些动作之后，其实它有象征的意义的。
That means these actions have symbolic meanings.
啊，去拿弓箭就是代表说拿武器。
To take a bow and arrows means that you're taking up a weapon.
其实约哈斯那个时候最担心的就是以利沙，你走了，你死了以后，我们又被亚兰人欺负了，被外族人欺负了，怎么办呢？
What was on King Joash's mind at that time was if Elisha were to die and the Assyrians or the foreigners would come to attack them, what would he do?
早上我们讲过了，这个亚兰人其实就是今天的叙利亚。
We mentioned earlier this morning that Assyrians are today's Syrians.
啊，那怎么办呢？
What should he do?
啊，所以他担心的就是打仗。
He was worried about battles.
所以以利沙就叫他拿弓箭来。
So Elisha instructed him to take up a bow and arrow.
你要打仗，一定要有弓箭。
To go into battle, you need weapons.
你要准备好你的弓箭。
So you must be equipped with your weapons.
但是呢，拿了弓箭之后呢，以利沙按手在王的手上。
After taking a bow and arrows, Elisha laid his hands upon the king's hand.
哇，那这句话就很重，这个动作就很重要了。
This action is very important.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
说你开朝洞的窗户，他就开了。以利沙说：“射箭吧。”他就射箭。以利沙说：“这是耶和华的得胜箭。”就是战胜亚兰人的箭。
17, and he said, "Open the window eastward," and he opened it. Then Elisha said, "Shoot," and he shot. And he said, "The Lord's arrow of victory, the arrow of victory over Syria."
哇，这里说这支箭在 被以利沙的手按在王的手上之后呢，这一支箭就不是普通的箭了。
And after Elisha laid his hand upon the king's hands, this arrow is no longer an ordinary arrow.
也不是王的箭了。
It's no longer an arrow of Joash.
这个就变成耶和华万军耶和华的得胜箭了。
This arrow is now the Lord's arrow of victory.
所以以下任何的动作都会跟神有关系。
So all the actions that follows will have something to do with God.
这个打仗已经不再是王的事情而已了。
So fighting a battle is no longer the king's responsibility.
会是神的事情。
Or God's responsibility.
所以弟兄姐妹，这个就是得胜的关键。
So brothers and sisters, this is the key to victory.
你怎么样才可以得胜你生活当中的战争？
How shall you gain victory in your life of battles?
有时候生活当中喘不过气来。
Sometimes you feel too busy that you have no time to breathe.
家里也忙。
You're busy at home.
孩子也很难带，很不听话。
You find that it's difficult to raise your children.
夫妻关系也很难维持。
That your relationship with your spouse deteriorates.
工作又很压力又很大。
And there's so much pressure from work.
来到教会要忙各样的圣工。
And when you come to church, you're busy with all sorts of holy work.
尤其是中年人啊，可以说哇，上有高堂，下有小孩。
Especially for the middle age, they have to take care of their older parents and their younger children.
生活就好像征战一样。
So life is like a constant battle.
有时候我们一直输啊，好像哇，压力很大，一直被逼退啊。
Sometimes we keep losing our battles, we are retreating.
你在打你自己的战争啊。
You are fighting your own battle.
其实这里告诉我们一个关键。
But here it tells us one key point.
你要让先知按在这个以利沙的手，按在王的手上。
The prophet Elisha laid his hands upon the king's hands.
这个不再是你的战争了。
This is now no longer your battle.
是神的战争。
It is a battle of God.
你要把你的主权交出来给神。
You must hand over your authority to God.
你生活当中遇到的困难、挣扎、问题，你要把它交给神。
All the problems, the conflicts you experience in life, hand them over to God.
主啊，你要帮助我。
Lord, you must help me.
这个是你的战场。
This is your battle.
我要听你的，从这一刻开始，我要听你的。
Starting from this moment, I will listen to you.
我不是在为我自己打仗。
I'm not fighting this battle for myself.
比如说你教孩子，孩子很难教啊，打仗啊，尤其是孩子到青少年哦，每天在家里可能有打仗。
For example, if you find that it's very difficult to educate your children, especially if you have teenagers at home, it's like a constant war zone at home.
他很反叛，你也不能用你的高压的方法去跟他讲。
Your children may be rebellious, but you cannot pressure them.
怎么办呢？
So what can you do?
主啊，交给你。
Lord, I'm handing them over to you.
我的手交给你。
I'm handing my hand over to you.
我的孩子交给你。
I'm handing my children over to you.
你要帮我教他。
You have to help me educate them.
你要给我智慧。
You must give me wisdom.
这个是你的战争。
This is your battle.
我要为你来教他。
And for your sake, I will teach them.
我不是为我自己。
I'm not doing this for myself.
你一把你的主权交给神了。
Once you hand over this authority over to God,
你就有耶和华的得胜箭。
Then you have this arrow of victory of God.
我们看哥林多后书第十章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多后书第十章。
2 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多后书第十章
2 Corinthians chapter 10
第三节
verse
3哥林多后书十章第三节
2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 3
因为我们虽然在血气中行事却不凭血气征战
3 For though we live in the world we are not carrying on a worldly war
我们征战的兵器本不属乎血气的乃是在神面前有能力可以攻破坚固的营垒
For the weapons of our warfare are not worldly, but have divine power to destroy strongholds.
这里说，原来我们生活在一场属灵的征战里面。
This tells us that in fact we are living in a spiritual battle zone.
你不能凭血气去打这个仗啊。
You cannot fight this battle with worldly weapons.
譬如说，你身边的孩子，他情绪起来了。
For example, your children, when their emotions come up,
很难教了。
You find it's difficult to educate them.
你也很生气。
You are angry.
好，你又用血气去跟他争。
Yet you are contending with your children.
他大声，你也大声。
When they scream, you scream.
好了，你用血气了会怎么样
？So what's the end result?
两个都破裂了。
That you have deteriorated your relationships.
教会做圣工也是一样。
Same thing with doing holy work in the church.
大家都很爱主。
Everyone loves God.
但是大家不知道这个是属灵的征战。
But no one knows that this is a spiritual battle.
有时候魔鬼也会扰乱我们，让我们不同心。
And sometimes the devil would cause tensions among us so that we are not united.
好了，如果你用自己的血气
，If you deal this matter with your own will,
好，我要争，我要辩，我要打。
I want to fight, I want to struggle, I want to win.
中了魔鬼的诡计。
Then you have fallen into the trap of the devil.
只要一动血气，就输了。
As long as you have started to put in your emotions, you have lost this battle.
所以这里说不能凭血气征战。
And that is why it says here that you cannot win this battle in a worldly fashion.
那你怎么样征战？
So how do you win?
把这个仗交给神。
You hand over this battle to God.
主啊，你教我，你帮助我，你改我。
God, teach me, help me, change me.
啊，这个是得胜的第一步。
This is the first step to victory.
那看回来列王记下的十三章。
Let's turn back to 2 Kings chapter 13.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
十七节
17,
说你开朝东的窗户他就开了以利沙说射箭吧他就射箭
And he said open the window eastward and he opened it then Elisha said shoot and he shot
然后以利沙就说了这是耶和华的得胜箭就是要战胜亚兰人的箭
And Elisha said the Lord's arrow of victory the arrow of victory over Syria
那这个象征的动作呢很重要，以利沙叫他打开朝东的窗户，往外射这支箭出去。
The symbolic action is very important because Elisha told the king to open the window eastward. He opened it and to shoot, and he shot.
大家有没有玩过射箭
？Have you ever played with a bow and arrow before？
小弟啊，每次去陪青年人去教会办的 youth camp 啊，青年营哈，都有的玩射箭。
I have been helping with the youth of the church with their camps over the last few years, and I've been playing with arrows and bows.
每次我看那个教练讲啊，好像很简单，这个谁都会，还要讲那么久。
And every time I hear the instruction giving lessons, I feel that it's very easy. Everybody knows how to shoot.
但是换自己的时候啊，要拉那个弓啊，哇，力量也很大，然后要对不准，有时候连那个靶全部都碰不到。
And to pull the bow back, the string is very tight. You need a lot of strength to pull it back, and sometimes you can't aim properly.
射箭一定要有目标，有方向。
When you shoot an arrow, you must have a goal when you want to shoot it.
你要得胜，一定要知道神要你往那么方向去追求。
To have victory, you must know the direction that God wants you to head.
先知讲得很清楚了，是往东的，你不是随便射啊。
The prophet has been very clear with his instructions to face eastward.
今天我们属灵的生活方面有没有明确的方向
？Today in our spiritual life, do we have a clear direction?
如果你要得胜，一定要知道神的方向在哪里。
If you want victory, then you have to know where is God's direction.
譬如说保罗他有什么方向，他工作有什么方向
？For example, Paul.What is the direction of his work?
他知道神要他去哪里。
He knew where God wanted him to be.
我们看《使徒行传》二十章。
Let's turn to the book of Acts, chapter 20.
《使徒行传》二十章。
Acts chapter 20.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
二十章二十二节。
Acts chapter 20, verse 22.
二十章二十二节。
Chapter 20, verse 22.
现在我往耶路撒冷去，心甚迫切，不知道在那里要遇见什么事。
22, and now, behold, I am going to Jerusalem, bound in the spirit, not knowing what shall befall me there.
这里保罗说啊，他心中啊，很想去耶路撒冷。
Here, Paul says that he wanted to go to Jerusalem.
保罗就好像一支箭。
Paul is likened to an arrow.
那他这支箭要去哪里呢？不是自己想要去哪里就去哪里。
And this arrow, he doesn't decide where he wants to go.
是圣灵感动他，一定要上耶路撒冷。
It is the spirit that moved him that he must go to Jerusalem.
在那边有苦难等着他。
And there in Jerusalem, there's trouble waiting for him.
但是他也不怕。
But he's not afraid.
他心中好像被绑住一样啊，不去都不行啊。
He felt that he was bound by the spirit that he has to go to Jerusalem.
主耶稣也是一样。
Same with our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们看路加福音。
Let's turn to Luke.
十三章。
Gospel Luke chapter 13.
三十三节。
Verse 33.
路加福音十三章三十三节。
Luke chapter 13, verse 33.
十三章第三十三节。
Chapter 13, verse 33.
虽然这样，今天、明天、后天，我必须前行，因为先知在耶路撒冷之外丧命是不能的。
33. Nevertheless, I must go on my way today and tomorrow and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet should perish away from Jerusalem.
那主耶稣也是一支箭，神手中的一支箭。
And our Lord Jesus Christ is also an arrow in the hands of God.
他知道天父要他去耶路撒冷。
He knew that a heavenly Father wanted him to go to Jerusalem.
是要为在那边钉十字架。
And it is in Jerusalem that he was to be crucified.
任何的阻挡都挡不了他。
Nothing can hold him back from going to Jerusalem.
那劝他，他也不会听。
People tell him not to go, he will not listen.
他只要往耶路撒冷出发。
All he wanted is to head towards Jerusalem.
当然我们没有那么伟大，没有说要去殉道啦，要去耶路撒冷啊。主耶稣也不是要我们这样子。
Of course, we're not that great. We're not martyring for our religion.
但是每个人应该要知道，神在你生命当中 要你所追求的长进跟方向是什么。
But everyone should know that where God wants you to head in your life of faith, where you should improve and how you should improve.
我们今天最大的问题是没有方向。
Today, our greatest problem is that we have no direction.
有人问你，你有没有聚会？我说有啊，有聚会啊。
Some people would ask you, have you been going to church? You said, yes, I have.
有做一点点圣工啊。
And I do a little bit of holy work.
在家里每天有祷告一下下。
And I do pray at home for a short little time.
我比很多没有来教会的，我还是不错啊。
And I am still better off than those members who don't even come to church.
感谢主。
Thank God.
但是再问一句。
But if you would to continue with your questioning.
主耶稣要你追求什么？
What does the Lord Jesus want you to do?
主耶稣要你的人生是要往那个方向去努力追求。
Which direction that God Jesus wants you to head?
你不要告诉我说啊，我每天上班下班上班就是我的人生。
Don't tell me that your life consists of going to work and coming home.
去上班下班只是拿食物的一个方法，赚钱的一个方法，不是人生不是为了工作。
Going to work and coming home is a way of receiving bread every day. It's not a direction of your life.
就算你活着不是为了吃饭。
Just like you're alive not for eating.
在你吃饱饭之后你要做什么？
It's what are you going to do after you have eaten?
你的人生为了谁？
So what is the purpose of your life?
好像你要向着耶路撒冷，向东边。
It's likened to heading towards east to Jerusalem.
所以这支箭呢，一定要有方向。
So this arrow must have a direction.
像我们传福音也是一样，要有方向。
Same with preaching the gospel, we must also have a direction.
我心里想，我有多少朋友，我还没有跟他讲过的。
Think about how many friends you have that you haven't even mentioned God to them.
那我们。会不同的语言的，也要用不同的语言跟人家做见证。
And for those of us who speak multi languages, you must testify on behalf of the Lord in your languages.
所以这个方向很重要。
So your direction is rather clear.
那我们来看这个十八节。
Let's read verse 18.
十八节。
Verse 18.
看回来列王记下十三章第十八节。
Second Kings chapter 13, verse 18.
以利沙又说：“取子之箭来。”他就取了来。以利沙说：“打地吧。”他打了三次，便止住了。
18, and he said, "Take the arrows," and he took them. And he said to the king of Israel, "Strike the ground with them." And he struck three times and stopped.
好了，那以利沙呢？叫他卸完箭之后呢，又叫他拿箭来打地。
And after Elisha wanted the king to shoot the arrow, he shot. And after that, the prophet said to strike the ground.
我们通常知道啊，有卸过箭的人知道啊，箭呢是用来卸的，不是用来打地的。
For those of us who have played with a bow and arrow, you know that an arrow is to be shot, it's not to be used to strike the ground.
你用箭来打地上的话，那个就打弯了，那这个箭就不能用了。
And if you were to take an arrow and strike the ground, you would probably break the arrow.
但是先知讲的话是有意思。
But there are some meanings to the words of the prophet.
刚刚是卸很远，是很远的地方。
Earlier we said to shoot far away.
现在呢，打地上是打很近的地方。
Now is to strike the ground, which is to strike the ground near you.
这也是预表说我们的敌人有远的，也有近的。
This means that we have enemies far away from us, and we have enemies close to us.
有时候属灵的敌人魔鬼会远方外围这样子攻击我们，你要把它射掉。
And sometimes our enemy, the devil, would set up enemies far away from us, and we have to kill them all with our arrows.
有时候软弱是在我们的里面，在我们的面前，你要去面对它。
And then at times our weaknesses are right before us, and we have to face these as well.
不单只要射很远，也要在你面前，你要对付当前的问题。
We not only shoot our arrows far away, but we must also face the problems right before us.
有时候我们啊。着眼就是哎呀，我眼前很远的地方啊，我要怎么样来解决这些问题？我以后怎么办？
And sometimes we think to ourselves that too far ahead, that these are the problems ahead of us. We have what are we going to do in the future?
但是最难对付的是你自己内在的当前的一些问题。
But the most difficult problem to handle with the ones that are about you and it's very, very close to you.
那以利沙叫他说，那请你用这个箭打地吧。
And Elisha said to the king, "Strike the ground with the arrows."
那结果他打了几次呢？
Now, how many times did he strike?
请问你啊，如果你是这个约哈斯啊，你会打几次
？If you are Joash, how many times will you strike？
有没有想过这个问题
？Have you thought about this question？
如果给你几支箭呢？啊，以利沙说就是神的得胜箭，那你要打几次
？If you are given an arrow and Elisha says strike the ground, how many times would you strike？
这个问题也不公平，因为你已经看到第十九节了，你看到后来先知骂他了，所以你肯定不会打太少。但是如果你都不知道你会打几次
，It's probably not fair because you have probably already read verse 19 that the The prophet had rebuked him, but if you were the king, how many times would you strike?
打就打咯，一二三，打完了，下一步怎么办？
You would probably strike three times, and then what happened after that?
结果先知很生气。
The prophet was very angry.
十九节。
Verse 19.
神人向他发怒啊。
Then the man of God was angry with him.
我觉得以利沙很可怜哦，都他 都剩没半口气了，这个身体都很虚弱了，还要生气一次
才可以死。
And I feel pity for Elisha. He has only half a breath left in him. He was about to die, but still he has to get angry before he can die.
要是当父母的可以体会在这种感觉啊。
I think as parents, some of us can understand this emotion.
孩子不听话，不长进，那么简单的事都没有做好。
Your children, they don't listen to you. Simple things they can't even complete.
本来都没气了，但是那个气又上来，又很精神。
But when you are already tired from getting angry, but because of those, you are angry again.
原来先知是有预表性的，这个行动有预表性的。
But all these actions of the prophet are symbolic.
这里神人就向他发怒说：“应当至少击打五六次，骤能攻打亚兰人，直到灭绝。”
And the man of God was angry, saying that you should have struck 5 or 6 times, then you would have struck down Syria until you have made an end of it.
现在只能打败三次。
Now you can only strike Syria down 3 times.
原来先知是有意思在里面。
And in fact, these actions have symbolic meaning.
你如果那个箭打五六下，就等于你未来的5到6场仗都会打赢。
If you were to strike the ground 5 or 6 times, it means that in the future, for the next 5 or 6 battles, you would have won.
我们知道，在一个 war 啊，在一个很大的战争里面，有很多小的战役。
We know that in a war, there are a lot of small battles.
如果你一直赢五到六次，基本上你就赢了。
If you keep winning 5 or 6 times, you have already won the war.
但是你赢了2到3次，然后对方要回来2、3次，那你要重新要赢，你要更大的力量。
If you only won 2 to 3 times, and the enemy comes back and win 2 to 3 times, and now you have to gather your army again and fight another battle, it's going to take a long time.
所以就是说，随便打个三次啊，没有用的。
So it means striking the ground 3 times is useless.
你没有尽你最大的努力去做每一件事情是没有用的。
If you haven't given your utmost effort to do things, then it's useless.
我们属灵上也是一样。
Same for spiritual speaking.
如果我们在属灵上对付自己的软弱，没有用最大的努力、最大的力度去对付自己，那个坏习惯、那个软弱就一直会回来。
If you haven't tried your utmost best to handle your weaknesses, then these weaknesses will come back and haunt you again.
但有时候我们信仰上很被动。
And sometimes we're very passive in our religion and our faith.
先知说三次嘛，我就给你三次啊，就这样就好了。
And the prophet said,
先知说打，我就随便打个三次。
The prophet said to strike the ground, I'll just strike 3 times.
没有真的很认真啊，拼死命打。
And you're not being putting an effort into striking the ground.
我们看启示录啊。
Let's turn to the book of Revelation.
第三章。
Revelation chapter 3.
启示录第三章。
Revelation chapter 3.
第十七节啊。
Verse 17.
启示录三章十七节。
Revelation chapter 3 verse 17.
你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
For you say, I am rich, I have prospered, and I need nothing, not knowing that you were wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked.
当时圣灵指责一个教会叫老底家的教会。
Here is the Holy Spirit rebuking a church called Laodicea.
你看这个教会的表面啊，什么都有。
If you look at the surface of this church, it has everything.
有钱，有人才，生活也很舒服。
It has money, it has talents.And they have a comfortable life.
他说：“哎呀，我们其实什么都不缺了，感谢主了。”
And they said, "Thank God, we lack nothing."
但是啊，你嘴巴说感谢主，我们什么都有，其实背后什么都没有。
But when you say, "Thank God, I lack nothing," but in fact, you have nothing.
物质的什么都有，属灵的什么都没有。
You may have everything materially, but spiritually speaking, you are lacking.
我们小心哦，生活越舒服，越有可能像老底家的信徒。
Be careful, the more comfortable life you have, the more you're likened to this church in Laodicea.
贫穷地方的弟兄姐妹哦，非常的迫切，非常的抓住神，因为他们什么都没有，只能抓住神。
Brothers and sisters from the poor regions of the world, they have everything because they know that they have to seize onto God.
什么都有的人已经富足了，他们把信仰把主了，就看了说，哎呀，差不多了，就可以了，我就打三下就可以了。
And people with everything materially, they tend to be lacking spiritually because they feel that they lack nothing.
这个就是我们最大的问题。
This is the problem that we face.
好，所以先知说你要打，用箭来打地。
So the prophet says to strike the ground with the arrows.
就是神的得胜箭。
This is the arrow of victory.
那你有没有用这个信心去来对付自己的软弱
？And have you used your faith?To deal with your weaknesses.
要一直打败呢
？And keep fighting them until you've defeated them.
我们看回来啊，刚刚列王记下的第十三章。
Let's turn back to 2 Kings chapter 13.
十九节，再看先知生气所说的那句话。
Verse 19. Let's read again the words of the man of God.
这里说神人向他发怒，说应当击打五六次就能攻打了。
The man of God was angry with him and said, "You should have struck 5 or 6 times, then you would have struck down Syria."
如果你五六次打下去，这个亚兰这个国家就没有了，这不是一个问题了。
If you have struck 5 or 6 times, Syria would no longer be a problem to you.
你不一直打下去，他以后要回来，要更强大。
Because you have not struck it down, it will come back and it be more powerful than before.
所以我们生活当中不单只要赢，还要一直的赢下去。
So in our life, not only should we win once, but we should be winning all the time.
如果这个亚兰是代表我们一个软弱
，If Syria represents our weaknesses,
一个坏习惯
，a bad habit,
那怎么样打败它呢
？How do we overcome it?
第一，你要有励志。
One, you have to set a determination.
有几个步骤啊，这个我们每个人都软弱啊，我们可以想想。
There are several steps to it, so let's think about it because we all have weaknesses.
我们要有励志。
One, we have to be determined.
我要对付我这个软弱。
That I want to handle, deal with my weakness.
如果你没有这个决心，没有人可以帮到你。
If you're not, you have not decided to do this, no one can help you.
但是励志还不够。
But having being determined is not enough.
刚刚我们讲了，打开窗户，朝东的，有明确的方向。
Earlier we said that we have to open the window eastward. That means you have to have a direction.
我要有一个具体的方法。
That you must have a solid plan.
我知道，比如说我的脾气不好。
For example, I know that I have bad temper.
就是我的软弱。
This is my weakness.
那方向是什么呢
？What is my direction?
哎呀，每一次我孩子让我生气的时候啊，我尽量不要大吼大叫大叫。
And every time my children make me angry, I will try my best not to scream and shout.
我要深呼吸，我要好好的讲，我不能一下子火山就爆发了。
I have to breathe deep and speak slowly so that I will not erupt.
啊，这个是我的方向。
That is my direction.
好了，现在开始要实习了，要练习了。
Now is to put things into practice.
好了，第一次你要生气，你要发火的时候。
The first time you're about to get angry.
提醒自己喽，好，现在打仗了。
You have to remind yourself you are now in a battle.
好，你还是要叫他，但是你不是在暴怒当中，在脾气当中来叫他。
You have to teach your children, but not when you are angry.
啊，你不是用你的情绪来叫他。
You are not teaching your children emotionally.
哎，你第一次如果有打赢的话，感谢主。
If you won your first battle, thank God.
啊，第二次又来了。
When the second time you're about to erupt.
啊，你有点经验了。
Now that you have some experience,
好，我要控制自己的情绪。
I have to control my emotions.
我嘴巴不能乱骂。
I cannot scream and shout.
我要控制自己。
I have to control myself.
哎，你第一次又赢了。
And you win again.
还不要开心哦。
Don't be too happy.
有时候好了两次，第三次就输了。
Because sometimes you may have won the battle twice, you have lost a third time.
你把之前那两次那些气也忍住，结果变压力锅这样一打开就砰这样，
Because
第三次发得更大。
Because you have decided to crush your temper the first 2 times, the third time it might erupt. Like a pressure cooker.
第三次输了，你之前那两次就没有用了。
So if you have lost the battle the third time, then the 2 victories before it would not count.
但是如果你一直靠着主，哎，第四次起来，你的脾气起来，哎，你又压得住。
But if you rely on the God, you're able to control your temper the first time.
第五次来了。
And by the fifth time.
你已经知道了，我还要把它忍下去。
You knew that you have to control your temper again.
第六次。
And the sixth time,
哎，也可以控制得住。
You're able to control yourself again.
感谢主，你差不多可以把这个亚兰人消灭了。
And thank God, you're about you should be able to defeat the Syrians and put an end to it.
这个只是个例子啊。
This is only an example.
你可以引用很多例子。
And you can put this into many different cases.
你要知道你的亚兰人在哪里。
You have to know who your enemy is.
你的亚兰人可能是别的坏习惯。
Your Syria could have been other bad habits.
比如说，你有习惯偷看色情。
For example, you have this habit of looking at pornography.
没人知道你看，但是你自己知道，你有亚兰人在里面。
No one knows, but you know, and pornography is your Syrians.
再看下去，你头脑被污染了，心中离神越来越远了。
And you tell yourself, if you continue with this habit, you will be polluted, and you'll be leaving God further and further away.
我需要神的力量。
I need strength from God.
第一次想看了，把它压下去。
The first time you want to read it, you control yourself.
第二次又上来了。
The second time, your urge comes up again.
靠着主祷告，又压下去。
You pray to God, and you're able to control yourself.
你连续得胜5到6次，你这个坏习惯就改掉了。
If you're able to overcome your emotions 5 or 6 times, then you have basically ended your bad habit.
啊，如果你忍了两三次又回去，那你就之后要更大的力量。
You've only controlled yourself 2 to 3 times, and you went back. Then it's very difficult to vanquish your enemy.
每个人都有自己的亚兰人，都有自己的征战。
We all have our own battles. We all have our Syria.
啊，可能是脾气啊。
Perhaps it's a temper.
可能就看那些不好的东西啊。
Perhaps it's watching bad things.
可能很爱上网乱买东西啊。
Perhaps you like to shop online.
啊，你上网想要买东西，但是忍一下，哎，先不要买，
If you like to shop online, then you have to tell yourself to stop shopping.
哎，真的哦，你连续控制得胜五到六次，你的习惯就改变了。
If you're able to overcome this urge to shop online 5 or 6 times, then you have a very high chance of beating your enemy.
连开车都是一样。
Same thing with driving.
有人开车逢黄灯必冲的。
And there are people who drive, and every time they see a yellow light, they have to rush through.
黄灯啊，就是要冲快一点过去啊。
When they see a yellow light, they know they have to rush through it.
你考试的时候这样考的吗？
Is that the way you are taught when you are driving?
但是你已经有了，你已经有了这个习惯了嘛。
But because it has not become a habit.
逢黄必冲，到最后就冲红灯。
When you see a yellow light, you will rush through it. At the next time, you'll be rushing a red light.
听完道理回家之后，不要冲黄灯。
So when you listen to today's sermon, you know that going home, you will not be rushing a yellow light.
开慢一点。
Drive slowly.
黄灯来了，踩刹车停下去。
When you see a yellow light, step on the brakes and stop.
第一次你会很痛苦。哎呀，我本来可以省十秒钟。
The first time you might feel uneasy because you could have saved yourself 10 seconds.
但是你踩下去，你踩刹车了。第二个黄灯又来，又踩下去。
But you step on the brakes. The second yellow light, you step on the brakes again.
第一天你这样走，你连续五六天。
And after you have done the same action for 5 or 6 days,
真的，你的习惯就改变了。
It's true that you will have changed your habit.
你连续五个礼拜不缺席聚会，你就不会缺席聚会。
And if you come to church straight for 5 or 6 weeks, then you will not be missing a service again.
你连续五六天每天都在家里读经祷告，你就养成这个习惯。
If you read the Bible 5 or 6 days in a row, then you will have developed a habit of reading the Bible every day.
所以你习惯改变了。
When you change your habit,
你的心也不一样。
Then your heart will feel different.
那你的选择也会不一样。
And your choices will be different.
那你就会从神那边得到福气。
And you shall receive blessings from God.
所以这个耶和华的得胜箭哦，每天都在我们生活当中，应该是可以应用到。
The Lord's arrow of victory is with you every day. You should be able to use it.
但是你要有方向。
But you must have a direction.
你要决心。
You must be determined.
你要连续不断的胜利。
And you must gain victory. For a whole series,
对付自己那个亚兰人
to deal with your enemy Assyria.
啊，到最后就能够得胜。
At the end, you shall gain victory.
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May God help us.
来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
172首。
Hymn number 172.